The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, with tonight's play-by-play action, here is Wade Gershner.
And welcome back to St. Mary's High School, as it is the final night of regular season games that count towards post-seeding seeding purposes. And we are getting ready for the boys' contest, which should absolutely be fantastic. It was 8 days ago between St. Mary's and Silver Lake at Silver Lake. Silver Lake prevailed. It was a 60-60 tie. Silver Lake had the ball. They put in the hands of their star, Dane Johnson, and he was able to drive and hit a bank shot with 5 seconds to go for his 34th and 35th point of the night. And St. Mary's, after calling a couple of timeouts, their pass from the far side in the half court was stolen. And going in for the game-sealing layup, Brody Dider, and Silver Lake won 64-60, a game that St. Mary's led by 8 in the third quarter. Brady Hurley had 20 to lead the way. Dane Johnson was unstoppable. St. Mary's threw a lot of different guys at him. It didn't matter. Dane had 35. He had 37 early this year against Rossville. And certainly Silver Lake doesn't want to have to rely on Johnson to score 35 every night. But he's more than capable. The Silver Lake boys and St. Mary's boys are both 14-4 on the season. St. Mary's has now fallen out of the top 10 in the rankings with a couple of losses recently. St. Mary's was 7-1 in league play, and if they could have won the last two league games at Silver Lake and at Hiawatha, they would have been the outright league champs. But instead, they lost to Silver Lake. That game could have gone either way. They lost at Hiawatha. Hiawatha, a team with a losing record, but really playing well right now. And so they end up tied for second. Silver Lake tied for first for the league title, but lost the tiebreaker head-to-head to Nemaha Central, because Nemaha Central beat Silver Lake head-to-head by 4. And so St. Mary's ended up finishing 7-3 in the league race, Silver Lake 8-2, and Nemaha Central wins via tiebreaker at 8-2. So St. Mary's and Silver Lake, they're in the same region or sub-state at 14-4. So this is an important game, but this could very well be not the most important that these two play against one another. It's very possible they could meet in a regional final that would decide who moves on to the 3A state tournament in Hutchinson. So keep that in mind. We'll tell you about the starting lineup and more on these two very good boys basketball teams after this two-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake, Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Marital Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Marital Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ Wade Gershner with you on this Friday evening, high school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse, the only locally owned and operated radio station in the capital city. We got regional wrestling coming to you tomorrow on our live video stream for classes 3-2-1A at the regional at Council Grove tomorrow. Brandon and Crendon will have all the action for you. Live video stream on the Sebessa Blue Jay channel. And for you Silver Lake wrestling fans out there listening, we're going to have 4A regional tournament action from Tonganox tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. Seth and I will be there to have the live video stream on the Holton channel. And we'll cover seven area teams, including Silver Lake, Holton, Hiawatha, and Nemaw Central, among others. They'll be competing there at Tonganoxie and trying to wrestle their way into the state tournament next Friday and Saturday at the Tony's Event Center there in Salina for the 4A state tournament. So spread the word about that. If you can't make it to regional wrestling tomorrow at Tonganoxie or Council Grove, we'll have those regionals once again. The Grove Regional on the Sabetha channel, live video stream coverage, and live video stream coverage of the 4A Regional Tonganoxie on the Holton Wildcat channel. So spread the word about all of that. All right, so boys game tonight. Both teams 4-10-2. St. Mary's 7-3 in the league. Silver Lake finished 8-2. We mentioned Nemaw Central won the tiebreaker, win the first ever league title in the Big East League. Of course, the Big East League new this year, combination of Mid-East League schools and Big 7 League schools. Silver Lake, Rossville, Riley County, and St. Mary's, the new ones added to that existing Big 7 League, and then they lost. I think it was one school that departed from the league. So total members of 11 schools in the Big East League. And Silver Lake and St. Mary's are tied for the 2 seed in the Hiawatha region. Right now, Silver Lake has the advantage because we beat St. Mary's head-to-head. They both would have first-round games at home, and the winner of this game would make sure that they have 2 games at home before moving on to the regional final up at Hiawatha, assuming they don't get knocked off, upset the first round at home. Both these teams will play again on Monday. Games that don't count towards the league or sub-state standings. Monday, Silver Lake will host Riley County, and St. Mary's will be on the road at Rossville, which will have to be on 96.9 The Pulse. St. Mary's 14-4, as I mentioned, led by head coach Wills Bradley, his 8th year record of 127-54. Played at K-State from 2010 to 2014. Last year, St. Mary's started 9-1 and then finished 13-8, lost 7 of the last 11 games, and they got knocked out first round of sub-state by Silver Lake. This year, they started 10-0, but they're 4-4 since that 10-0 start, so they're trying to avoid a repeat of what happened last year. Assistant coaches Tim Rodd and Caden Hurla and Mitch Flanagan starting to line up for St. Mary's. Brady Hurla is a 6-foot senior point guard, averaging 16 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 assists. Cyprian Jackson is a 6'3 senior guard, averaging 8.6 rebounds. Alex Gallego, 6'4 senior guard, averaging 9.3 rebounds. Ben DeVader, 5'10 junior guard, averaging 14 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. Ty Rizak, a 6'4 senior forward, averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds. We're going to take a timeout from the national anthem. When we come back, we'll give you the starters for Silver Lake back in 90 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrow. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Senior night at St. Mary's, and they're looking for a little payback after losing by 4 8 days ago at Silver Lake. And tonight, we talk about the starting lineup for St. Mary's, but it is senior night, and some coaches go ahead and play all their seniors as starters, and that looks like what Will Spradling's going to do for St. Mary's, so we'll set that for you in a moment. Silver Lake starters, Dane Johnson, 6'3", junior guard, all-leaguer. What a year he's having. He has almost 900 points in his career. That's 11th all-time at Silver Lake, and he still has the rest of this season his senior year next year to add to that total. Averaging 22 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Brody Diner, 6-point senior guard, averaging 12 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. J.P. Whitehead, 5'10", junior guard, averaging 2.2 assists. Eamon Kaufman is a 6'3", senior forward, averaging 8.5 points, 5 rebounds. And Jared Johnson, 6'2", senior, has been shooting the ball well here the last couple games from 3, averaging 13 points and 2 rebounds. Head coach is Shannon Krueger. Second stint as head coach of Silver Lake. Of course, a Washburn Hall of Famer with the Ichabods. Assistant coach is Lauren Ziegler, who led Silver Lake to state titles and undefeated seasons, and Brock LaRoe, the other assistant for Silver Lake. Last year, St. Mary's won the first two meetings. Silver Lake won the third one in the first round of sub-state. This year, Silver Lake went in the first meeting just 8 days ago. Brady Herlack, 20 to lead St. Mary's. Ty Rezac with 10. Dane Johnson had 35. Silver Lake outscored St. Mary's 17-7 in the fourth quarter 8 days ago. We can tell you, Brendan Griffin, a 5'10 senior, is getting a start. Brady Hurla, senior starting. Cyprian Jackson is a senior starting. Alex Gallegos, senior starting. And Hallie Rezac. So all the changes in the lineup is Griffin is starting instead of DeVader. DeVader's been shooting the ball well recently. Keys to this game, St. Mary's, it's, you know, keep Silver Lake out of transition if you can and slow down Dane Johnson. For St. Mary's, or excuse me, for Silver Lake, the keys, keep Hurla out of the lane, out of the paint. And they have to do a better job on offensive glass as Ty Rezac and others, including Cyprian Jackson, really hurt the Eagles in offensive glass 8 days ago. Should be a good one. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. Silver Lake is in their road maroon with the gold numerals and lettering. It's DeAndre Rosano is going to get the start here tonight for Silver Lake, replacing Kaufman as a starter. He jabs it against Cyprian Jackson. Fifth control by the Bears. They have it in the white uniforms with the blue numerals and lettering. Moving to our right to start this one. Silver Lake in the road maroon, as I mentioned. Silver Lake opens up in a man-to-man defense. Stepping through, flipping it out. Here's a three on the way by Jackson, and he switches it. Cyprian Jackson on senior night. The senior knocks down the triple. And it is 3-0 St. Mary's. So you know the Bears are going to be pumped up for this one. Here's Dane Johnson. Has it at the Bear logo at half court. Bounce pass to Whitehead. Whitehead gives it up to Deiter. Silver Lake coming off that exciting win on Monday over Rossville, 66-63, avenging a loss early in the year. Deiter, banker good right of the lane. Deiter averaging 12, and it's 3-2 St. Mary's. Back the other way, a three put up in and out by Gallegos. Rebound Johnson and a push and a foul called on Brendan Griffin. That is his first team foul. Silver Lake beating Royal Valley last Friday, 61-48. Game was tied at half. Dane Johnson 14, Jerry Johnson 10 and 3 threes. Monday they beat the sixth ranked team in 2A Rossville, 66-63. Dane Johnson 31, Deiter 11, Jerry Johnson 11, and three more threes. To the right side it goes, J.P. Whitehead. Puts it over to Deiter. Man-to-man defense by St. Mary's. Jackson guarding Dane Johnson. Dane spins and then lane. Turns, shoots, and misses. A little bit strong. Had a good look at it. And a rebound Jackson. Back the other way to our right. Bears with the one-point advantage. 6:35 to go in the first quarter. Here's Hurley. Steps in the lane to the foul line. Picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Pass tip, but it goes to Jackson. Had a notion to pull the trigger. Skips it across. Gallegos wide open. Triple. Bingo! Gallegos hits the tray, and it's 6-2 St. Mary's. Back the other way. Nice pass inside from Deiter to Rosano, and it's 6-4 Bears. Back the other way. Silver Lake in a zone look with Deiter and J.P. Whitehead at the top. It's a 2-3 look by Silver Lake. They don't play a lot of zone. Here's Gallegos. Driving baseline. Cut off there by Rosano. Lobs all the way out front to Brady Hurla. Hurla steps into the right elbow. Gives it up to Jackson. Entry to Rizak. Knocked out of bounds by Rosano. It'll stay with the Bears. St. Mary's has back-to-back losses to Silver Lake and then to Hiawatha, but bounced back on Monday and blew out Riley County at Riley County, 74-48. Griffin to throw it in. Lobs all the way out front between the rings to Gallegos. Now to Hurla. Picked up there by Whitehead. Back to Gallegos. Over to Hurla. Steps in. Whoops. Euro step shot blocked by Rosano. And a travel call before the block. Good help by Rosano coming over to protect the rim in the paint. First turnover for St. Mary's. St. Mary's averaging 62 points a game, giving up 48. Silver Lake scores 65 a game, gives up 58. St. Mary's the better defensive team. Silver Lake a little bit better offensively. Here is Dane Johnson. Guarded by Jackson. Fires it to Dider. Dider zips it over to Jerry Johnson. Now to Whitehead. Lobs to Rosano. Nice catch. Leans in and scores. Rosano with four. He's been playing very well as of late. And we're tied at six with 5:12 to play in the first quarter. Rizak comes to set a screen for Hurla. Here's Griffin. Swings it left corner to Gallegos. Back to Griffin left wing. Gallegos in the corner. Looks inside for Rizak. Rosano trying to front him. Rizak looking for the lob. Doesn't get it. They skip it to Jackson. In the near corner, Griffin. Griffin drives baseline. Jump stop. Good pass. Hurla wide open. Three left wing. In and out. Ball tipped out. It's loose. Ricochets. Pinballs. And finally, Dane Johnson comes away with the loose change. Johnson fires it. Far corner. Dider. Pump fake. Ball poked away from behind by Hurla out of bounds. It will remain with the Eagles. And now DeVader will come in more than likely for Griffin. So on senior night, Brendan Griffin gets to play 3.5 minutes. Did a nice job. Gets a nice ovation in the St. Mary's crowd. Whitehead to Triggerman. Lobs it for Dane Johnson at the elbow. Fakes the hand off to Rosano. Turns and faces against Jackson. Couple dribbles. Leans in. Puts it up and leaves it short on the baseline. And a strong rebound by Rizak, who's going to be playing the Shrine Bowl this summer. He's going to take his football talents to be a linebacker at Hutch Community College. That's where both these teams would like to be at the end of the basketball season. Hutch on the side of the 3A state tournament. Gallegos giving room. Drills the triple from the near wing. Gallegos with his second three. He has six. St. Mary's has 9 points, and they've come on three-pointers. Here's Jared Johnson. Hands it off to Dane Johnson. They are not related, I've been told, as I learn everybody here new to the area. His first year on 96.9, the Pulse and MSC Radio Group. They're both outstanding players for the Eagles. Here's Dane Johnson, one-on-one, between the circles, behind the back dribble. Johnson, nice pass to Rosano. Power dribble, spins, turns, lost it, and almost went in anyway. And then four white jerseys underneath to grab the rebound. Rizak comes away with the board. Here's Hurla, nice pass to Gallegos. Fakes the three, steps in, open, pull-up Jay from the elbow, buries it. Gallegos, a good basketball player, even better golfer, as D2 offers to play golf, shooting 46% from three. And St. Mary's, that's their first two-point bucket. It's 11-6 Bears. Here is Dider. Gallegos stays with it. Dider spins, turns, flips it up with the right, left it short. Rosano, offensive rebound, stick back, good, high off the window. Rosano has six. So Shannon Krueger going with Rosano as a starter, and it's paid off. Gallegos, nobody comes out to guard him, and Gallegos makes him pay. He rips the cords from the far side. Gallegos has 11, three triples for the six-foot senior on senior night, and it's 14-8 Bears, and Silver Lake failed to go guard him, and he had all day to line that one up, almost like a free throw. Dane Johnson to Whitehead, little three-guard weave action out front beyond the arc. 2:44 to play, first quarter, 14-8 St. Mary's. Both teams 14-4. Johnson drives on Jackson, steps through. Good help defense. Rizak, they're going to call a foul, but I think Dane traveled first, and so the Eagles catch a break there. Will Spradling a little bit frustrated by that call, and I could see why. So the foul is on Jackson, his first. Second team foul on the Bears. That was good help by the Bears. They did a good job helping 8 days ago. Just Johnson was better offensively. Since I tipped your cap to him. Dane catches it at the left elbow. Puts on the floor. Drives against Summers. Banker up, and it goes. Count it. And the harm. He'll go to the line. Transfer the three-point play. Summers checks in and picks up the foul. He's played very well off the bench the last couple of weeks. He started some last year as a sophomore, did Summers for St. Mary's. The three team fouls on the Bears, and Dane Johnson in the scoring column for the first time tonight. He's had games of 31, 35, 37 points, and he has 3 points there. Completes a three-point play, 14-11. Bears with the lead, 2:28 to go first quarter. Summers over to Hurley. Rezac getting a breather right now. Summers launches the triple. This one too strong. Underneath, Jackson has it. Misses a reverse layup. Rebound underneath Gallegos. Back to DeVader. Pump fake on three. Leans in baseline. Cut off by Rosano. Back to Summers. Three. Yes. Summers from the far wing in front of the Silver Lake bench. Splashes the three. Now a steal. Left-hand layup doesn't go for DeVader. And here's Dane Johnson ahead to Joel Miller. Just checked in. Wide open three. That misses everything. Goes to Rosano. Offensive rebound. And he's fouled. Either Summers or Jackson. And Coach Bradley going after the official right now, pleading his case. Foul on Jackson, his second, 14 foul. 17-11, St. Mary's. They have hit five threes in this game already. Three by Gallegos, one by Summers, and one by Jackson. Rosano hits the free throw. Rosano averages six. He has seven already in this first quarter. Damon Kaufman in tonight, normally a starter. Rosano's second free throw. He knocks it down. 17-13, St. Mary's. Here is Summers. Over to McCann. Open corner three. Bucket! Killian McCann with the triple. It's raining threes for the Bears. Timeout. Silver Lake. 20-13 Bears back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because whether it's a family road trip in your dream car or hosting a family reunion in your dream home, Michelle Martin's agency can help you feel protected so you can enjoy those dreams with peace of mind. Bundle your home and auto and save up to 23%. Contact Michelle Martin or risk advisor Ashley Lannon for a quote today. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Minute 42 to go here in the first quarter. High scoring first quarter. St. Mary's is at 6 3-pointers, 18 of their 20 points beyond the 3-point line. Gannon Krueger, head coach of Silver Lake, calling that 30-second timeout to regroup. McCann coming off the bench, hit the three to the high post. It goes to the elbow. Eamon Kaufman puts on the floor. Turns, leans in, banker good. Nice move by Kaufman, his first two. Coming off the bench tonight, 20-15. Here's McCann, fakes the three, fires it back. Hurla from the SM logo. Yes, sirree! Brady Hurla continues the onslaught of threes. That's seven made triples in the first quarter. 23-15. It's come from a variety of players. Miller tries to answer his corner three. Yes, right back in the Bears' face. Joel Miller with his trifecta. And it's 23-18, St. Mary's. We're on pace to score in the 90s for both teams. 55 seconds to go in the first quarter, 23-18. Hurley, what a spin. Turns with the left, the banker, no. Dane Johnson up high, climbs the ladder, cleans the glass. Here come the Eagles. Cross half court, moving to my left. Johnson finds a crease, navigates all the way to the hoop, and banks it up and in. Johnson with five, 23-20, St. Mary's. And the Bears will slow it down and hold for the final shot of the first quarter in what's been a very entertaining first quarter, which we anticipated. What a classic they put on 8 days ago, and maybe we're in the midst of another classic. And we could get round three at the 3A regional up in Hiawatha. These two teams could meet again. Wouldn't that be something? 11 seconds, and the ball knocked away. Hurley gets it back. Good defense by Joel Miller. Whips it over to DeVader. A deep three, far side, short. Long rebound. Hurley gets it. Two on the clock. An off-balance shot. No, the ball tipped by Summers and Johnson. That's the end of the first quarter. 23-20 St. Mary's. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, You can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
...23-20, St. Mary's with the lead at the end of one in this boys' varsity contest. St. Mary's making 7 3-pointers in that first quarter, one by Hurla, one by Jackson, three by Gallegos, one by McCann, one by Summers. So five different players hitting 7 threes combined. 21 out of 23 points beyond the arc. Double A going down three. Johnson a three, a tie, in and out. Double A going made 1 3 in that first quarter, but they're only down three. Here come the Bears. Brady Hurla picked up there by Deiter. Silver Lake, we saw them play some zone to start. Now they're man-to-man. Rezac catch the high post. Gives it back. Hurley giving some room. Defender slipped. Hurley in and out. Rebound Rezac. Gives it up to Summers, who lays it up and in. Summers with five off the bench. And it's 25-20 St. Mary's. Both teams coming in 14-4. A loss. And that could slide you from a 2 or 3 seed down to possibly a 5 or a 6 for the regionals. A win could catapult you to number one seed. We'll keep you at least number two. Kaufman slips and falls on a travel there on the right block. This is the second turnover for Silver Lake. St. Mary's just one turnover. Gary Johnson to get a breather. J.P. Whitehead checking in. St. Mary's state champs in 09 and 2A. Beat Colgan for the title. They've been to state three times under Coach Bradley. 20 when it was COVID. Ended the season, the state semis didn't get to play it out. 22, they made the state title game, lost in 2A to Hillsboro, and then a couple years ago as Rezac leans in, counted on a foul, great position, good entry, and Rezac uses his upper body strength to finish at the rim. 27-20, chance for the three-point play. The foul, we'll see who this is on for Silver Lake. It is on Kaufman, his first. First team foul of the game for Silver Lake. Didn't commit a foul in that first quarter. Joel Miller is out, Rosano is back in. A couple years ago, St. Mary's lost in the first round of the 2A state tournament to Mound Ridge. 10 state appearances in their school history. Free throw by Rezac is up. Too strong. Back iron. The rebound. Fought for. Come away with it is Rosano. Here is Deiter. Underhands at Rosano. And a foul is called on Rezac. He's trying to slide over, take the charge. Couldn't get there in time. Rezac with his first team foul on St. Mary's, 27-20, Bears with the lead. Matches their largest lead of the night. Silver Lake starts three seniors and two juniors. St. Mary's has 95% of their scoring back from a year ago when they went 13-8. Johnson posting up, but Dane is fouled. Help defense by DeVader and raked him across the arm. DeVader with his first and the second team foul on St. Mary's. St. Mary's, they start three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore typically. It's not a little different with the senior night. They have six seniors, five juniors, nine sophomores, 10 freshmen on the floor. So the Lake fans saying he was in the act of shooting, but if they called a foul across the wrist when he down low before he went shooting motion, it's a foul on the floor, and that's what they determined. Inbounds is off of McCann into the St. Mary's bench on the far side. Myron Flanks, the athletic director at St. Mary's, big thank you to him. He was my English teacher back at Trigo Community High School back in the day, and my junior high football coach. I still call him Mr. Flax. Here is Whitehead between the circles, picks up the dribble in some trouble. Back cut, Deiter, nice catch. Summers takes, and Summers able to sell the call. There was some contact, but he sold it with a bit of a flop too, and the official bought it. That was kind of a questionable call. Could have gone either way. I see the contact. The foul on Dieter is first. Silver Lake bench did not appreciate it. So Silver Lake, the turnover, their third. 6:20 to go in this first half. Slow down a little bit. 23-20 first quarter. 27-20 now. 4-0 in the quarter for St. Mary's. Good entry to Rizak. He turns against Rizzano. Shot up and good. Turnaround right hook. Rizak. I've been saying this for a few weeks seeing St. Mary's, that I think Rizak needs the ball more often in the low block. 29-20. Got nice touch, and he's strong and tough to deal with. He can back people down. 6-0 run to start the second quarter for the Bears. 29-20 St. Mary's. And an 8-point lead in the third quarter 8 days ago at Silver Lake. Couldn't hang on. Neither one of these teams is out of any game with the firepower they have. Here's Dane Johnson going to work against Brady Hurla. What a matchup that is. And Hurla called for a bump and a foul. Hurla with his first. Team foul number 3 on St. Mary's. 2 team fouls on Silver Lake. So we mentioned St. Mary's. They've been to state 10 times. Silver Lake boys have been to state 8 times. The last time was 2017. They were state champs back in 81 in Class 3A. And there's a lob in the Dieter. A bump and a foul called on McCann. And that's the 4th team foul on the Bears. They were 4th in 1970, 2013, 3rd in 82. Dane Johnson into Jared Johnson. Looks inside, nothing doing. Now catching it is Dane Johnson. Turns and faces, now backs down Hurla. Leans back, fade away, rolls off, and Rizak an outstanding rebound. Silver Lake yet to score in the second quarter. 29-20 Bears. Hurla, fullback, step back three. That missed everything wide right. Whitehead the long carry. Eagles have it, moving to my left. Whitehead into the lane, throws up a wild shot with the right hand, back iron, doesn't fall, rebound Hurla, but he bounced on the end line, so it'll stay with Silver Lake. Silver Lake last year went 14-8, finished third in the Mid-East League, the final year of the Mid-East League, lost the sub-state semifinal to Beloit. Beloit went on to finish third at 3A State. Here's Rizzano, over to Jared Johnson, guarded by Summers. Rizzano backs it out. Yep, pace of play slowed down here in the second quarter. We're on pace for an 86-84 type of game. Not going to be quite that high scoring, you don't think, anyway. Silver Lake had a triple overtime game this year at the Burlington Invitational Semis against Burlington and won that in over triple overtime, 97-88. So they have been in high-scoring games. Dane Johnson posting up, double-teamed, skips it across to Jared Johnson, back to Whitehead. Now Rizzano goes to work against Rizak, backs him down, turns, flips it back out front. Jared Johnson fakes the three, steps into the elbow J, bounces off for 15, and once again, all white jerseys underneath. No second-chance opportunities for the Eagles. Here's Gallegos, has 11 points. DeVader, a good shooter, flips it back to Rizak. He bobbles, gets it back, flips it to Hurla. He sets up the offense at the volleyball line to my right. 4:23 to play, first half, 29-20, in favor of St. Mary's. Silver Lake yet to score in this second quarter. Here's Gallegos being harassed, and now almost a steal by Whitehead. Hurla comes away with it. Good switch. Jared Johnson helps. Now they double, ball underneath, and knocked away, stolen by Rizzano. 3-on-2. Rizzano spins, a little out of control, and we got travel caught on Rizzano. Just a little bit out of control. Hey, stay tuned. Monday night, we got more basketball for a 96.9 The Pulse. We'll be in Rossville, St. Mary's at Rossville. Only 6 miles separate the two schools here on Highway 24. And then next Wednesday, Piper at Seaman. All four of those teams are state-ranked in 5A. Those games, Piper-Seaman, have been rescheduled a couple of times. Hopefully, we get them in on Wednesday. Here is Hurla. Silver Lake down 9. Stuck on 20 points. Gallegos, 3 threes and a jump shot. Hurla picked up there by Jared Johnson. Over to Vader. An NBA range 3 is short. Coppin had it, lost it, and then a foul call. Loose ball on Gallegos. His first, and that's the 15th foul. I put Silver Lake into the double bonus. No more 1-and-1s. That started last year when they went to the resetting of team fouls. 5 fouls. Once you get there, you don't have to keep track of any more above 5 on the scoreboard. Makes it easier for the officials. Once you get the 5, no need to worry about anything above 5, and you know it's double bonus. You don't have to go, okay, is this a 1-and-1 or is this 2-shot foul? But it does make it a little easier for the team that's ahead, because it's harder to come from behind when you get 2 free throws for the opposition instead of the 1-and-1. You miss a couple front ends and 1-and-1s. Next thing you know, your lead can disappear in a hurry. Kaufman misses the first free throw here. Second free throw. Bends it, shoots it, and left it short. Violation. Yeah, I think Kaufman actually came across the foul line before the ball hit the rim. That's the rule. The shooter can't go until the ball hits the rim. Everybody else in lane can release and try to rebound and box out once the shooter releases from the foul line. A shot. 29-20. Hurla underhands it to Gallegos. Now we're to DeVader. DeVader switched off there. Kaufman guarding him. Man-to-man defense by Silver Lake. Now Hurla. Kaufman trying to stay with him. Hurla bounce pass. Gallegos open. Steps into a three. This one off. Weak side rebound. Dane Johnson. Silver Lake has not scored in this second quarter. We played almost 5 minutes. Dane Johnson, high arcing three. Back iron, no. Rebound underneath. Put back is good by Deiter, his second field goal. And it's 29-22. Silver Lake, 5 minutes. Scoring drought of 5 minutes. DeVader off the screen. Quick trigger three. That one air ball wide right and out of bounds. Had a good look at it. Just rushed it a little bit. Whitehead coming in. DeVader, one of the best shooters in the league. He had 19 against Hiawatha last Friday. If I remember right, he had, I think he had either five threes, four or five threes in that game. 29-22. Here's Whitehead between the ovals. Dishes to Kaufman. Oh, the back cut was there. Now Kaufman pulls the trigger and misses from 15 on the right elbow. Back iron, too strong. Once again, no second chance opportunity. Here's Hurla. Steps through. Had it blocked, and then it's off of Hurla out of bounds. Good defense by Whitehead. You know, Whitehead didn't score a lot of points, but he plays really good defense. He knows his role. You need all types of players to fill out a team. Not everybody can score 20 a game. And you can't have five defensive specialists, obviously. You need a balance. 29-22, 2:18 to go first half. It was 23-20 at the end of one. Only 6-2 here in the second quarter. Deiter takes the dribble handoff, trying to go inside to Dane Johnson. Ball ripped away by Hurla, and then out of bounds, last touch by Johnson. Shannon Kruger saying that Dane Johnson was held by Hurla, but he doesn't get the call. Ends up as a turnover. Silver Lake will set up half court man to man. Hurla jogs the ball across half court to my right. Picked up there by Whitehead. Summers a set of screens. Hurley gets a little bit of room. That dribbles top of the circle. Fires it far corner. DeVader drives a little floater. Baseline knocks it down. Nice move by Ben DeVader. His first two of the night. At 31-22, St. Mary's. They've led the entire way. Here is Deiter. Drives, turns, pull up. Good. Nice move from 10 by Deiter. He has six. 31-24, St. Mary's. Underneath, Gallegos, nice find. DeVader wide open. Yes, sir! Bullseye, dead center for Ben DeVader. That is his first three of the night. Back the other way, it's Deiter. He has eight. His floater in the lane is good. 34-26. Here's a three by Summers. It's short, rebounded by Dane Johnson. Now, Deiter giving a little bit of room. Gives it to Whitehead in a timeout. I know, a foul away from the ball. I think so. See who it's on. It's on DeVader, I believe. It is on DeVader. Hold away from the ball. That's his second. And Silver Lake in double bonus, the final 59 seconds of this second quarter. St. Mary's has made 8 3-pointers in this game. 34-26. Free throw Kaufman short. Kaufman 0 for 3 from the stripe. Well, St. Mary's done a good job on Dane Johnson. They've held him to 5 points after he exploded for 35 last Thursday, including the game winner with 5 seconds remaining. Free throw. Kaufman scores. He stepped across that line early, I think, again. Got away with it that time. He has three. 34-27. St. Mary's with the lead. 50 seconds to play first half. They could hold for the final shot if they wanted to. No shot clock. Bigger schools have a shot clock. I know Rock Creek does. They're a 4A school. 5A schools have shot clocks for the most part. Right hit, picking up Herla, and it does look like St. Mary's might go ahead and take the air out of the basketball and hold for the final shot of the first half, which would be smart. They're up 7. Timberlake fans chanting boring. This is when you do want a shot clock, so you don't let somebody melt 50 seconds off. Rezac was calling for the ball, but Howie needs to understand that they're trying to hold for the final shot. 11 seconds. Herla goes to work against Whitehead. Screen set by Jackson. Herla flips it out. McCann fakes the three. Probably should have taken the shot. Back to Herla. Herla step back. 25-footer. Good! Herla beats the buzzer from way downtown from another area code from near Wamigo. Holy snikes. Brady Herla, that was a tough, tough shot. And St. Mary's, that is their unofficially ninth made three of the first half. They have 29 points. Check that. Well, that's right. 27 points from beyond the arc, which matches the total for Silver Lake. St. Mary's 37. Silver Lake 27. We're at halftime. Back for the halftime show. We'll go through the totals and more after this 2.5 minute break on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stockgrower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stockgrower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, an interesting first half of basketball, and St. Mary's with the lead over Silver Lake in a battle of two 14-4 squads. The Bears 37, Silver Lake Eagles 27. St. Mary's, I sold them short there right before halftime. I can't keep track. I can't keep up. They've made 10 threes with six different players hitting a three in that first half for the Bears. So 30 points of their 37 from beyond the arc on 10 threes. They're plus 27 from beyond the three-point line. Silver Lake made just one three in that first half. Joel Miller hit that off the bench. Eamon Coppin with 3 points. Brody Guider with 8 points. DeAndre Rosano, 8 points. Dane Johnson held the five. He had a three-point play. Silver Lake, 5 turnovers, 4 of 7 from the line, hit just a 1-3. St. Mary's, meanwhile, they had 10 three-pointers, 3 from Alex Gallegos, who is a senior on senior night. He has 11 to lead the way. 6 points on 2 triples, including that deep three, high degree of difficulty three-pointer by Herla to beat the clock and close out the first half from the first-team All-Leaguer a year ago in the Mideast League and probably here in the Big East this year. Cyprian Jackson, 3 points, a senior on senior night on a triple. McCann, Killian McCann Jr. with a three-pointer as soon as he came in the first quarter. Zach Summers, 5 points in a three-pointer. Ben DeVader, 5 points in a three-pointer. And Howie Rezac chipped in with four. So six different players combined at 10 three-pointers. St. Mary's didn't attempt a free throw. Don't need to. Actually, they did attempt one free throw. That was by Rezac. So they're 0 for 1 from the line. And they had just two turnovers. And they lead at halftime 37-27. Earlier tonight, girls game, it was close for a while. We were tied at 12, tied at 21. Silver Lake closes out the first half on a 9-2 run, led 30-23, and then blew it open. It's going to final 10 of the third and the first 10 of the fourth, a 20-0 run by the Silver Lake girls, who ranked 6th in 3A. They cruised to the victory in the second half, 60-37. They were led by Ella Boland with 6 three-pointers and 18 points. Kaylin Haney with 17. Terrace Guider with 11. Silver Lake girls 17-2. St. Mary's girls fall to 10-9. They're led by the Heim-Hurla duo once again. Heim with 19, Hurla with 13. Each made three threes. They combined for 32 of their team's 37 points, but it was not enough. And Silver Lake knocks out St. Mary's the girls' game earlier tonight, 60-37. Boys halftime score, St. Mary's 37, Silver Lake 27. Back with more of our halftime show after this two-minute break on 96.9 The Pulse.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, welcome back. Halftime, St. Mary's boys with the lead over Silver Lake by a score of 37-27. Let's go ahead and give you some other scores that we have. Halftime score, Sabetha boys over Holt, 25-21. End of one, Atchison County leading JCN 12-6. Girls halftime, Riverside, Hiawatha 20-17. Girls final, Atchison County 51, JCN 42. Girls final, Holt all over Sabetha 55-27. And as we had talked about earlier, Silver Lake girls went over St. Mary's 60-37. Look at the boys' regional standing. Santa Fe Trail, one seed right now, 15-4. Silver Lake St. Mary's tied at 14-4 for the two seed. Heritage Christian, we've been told, is ineligible for postseason play, but that's under appeal due to an ineligible player. Heritage Christian coming 13-5. If they are not allowed to play and they're disqualified, that means 15 teams in that region instead of 16, and somebody's going to get a first-round bye. It's under appeal. Riverside boys the 5, Bishop Boyd the 6, Osage City the 7, Sabetha the 8. So if the season ended right now, Silver Lake would be hosting Royal Valley next Friday, and St. Mary's would be hosting Jeff West next Friday, which is interesting because that would be four teams from the Big East League. Stay tuned. The substate brackets will come out tomorrow. Check out Keisha.org. 37-27 our score at halftime. Big thanks to our sponsors, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, L&O Automotive in St. Mary's, St. Mary's Teamworks, Doltmeyer Homes, Michelle Martin, American Family Insurance Agent in St. Mary's, Gray's Auto Repair with two locations, St. Mary's in Rossville, Bob's Janitorial, Stock Growers State Bank, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Performance Tire and Auto, Topeka, Clements Welding and Moral, Integrity Insurance, and Next Step. Second half on the way, back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripau Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripau Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We start the second half. St. Mary's with the lead, 37-27. Moving to my left in the white jerseys, blues numerals, and lettering. Brady Hurla dribbling it, guarded by Whitehead, looking for a five count in the Halo area. No call. Cyprian Jackson in the near corner for the Bears. Hit a three earlier tonight. One of the seniors on the St. Mary's team on senior night. St. Mary's six seniors on the overall roster. Jackson launches the three and rattles it home from the far wing. Cyprian Jackson hit a three early in the game, and he hits one to start the second half. And that's the 11th three-pointer for St. Mary's, 40-27. They play at left wing extended. This is Brody Dider, had a solid first half with eight. Here's Dane Johnson, drives against Jackson. High Archie Baker doesn't go. Ball tipped by Rosano, rebounded by Rizak. Well, they have done a good job on Dane Johnson tonight. Gallego steps into a three in transition. Rims in and out. The follow Jackson, no. He tips it out of bounds. It'll go to Silver Lake. Eagles in the maroon uniforms with the gold numerals lettering and trim. And Eagles with possession, bringing up the floor from left to right, from west to east, as the gym floor sits here at St. Mary's High School. Dane Johnson plays it over to Whitehead. Both teams playing man-to-man defense here in the second half. They both play a lot of man in the first. Silver Lake open in a 2-3 zone. Here's Dider, pull up Jay over Rizak. Good. Smooth move. Dider has 10. And it's 40-29. No lead is really safe with either of these teams. They both can score in bunches, can be a little bit streaky, which can get them down by double digits. Here's Gallegos. A little stutter step dribble, and his pass tipped and stolen. Jerry Johnson comes away with it. Ahead to Dider. Dider all the way, lays it up and in with the right. Great job by Dider. Good body control. Avoids the defender, and it's 40-31. Just the third turnover of the night for the Bears. Gallegos giving some room. Silver Lake now a 2-3 zone look. Rizak leans in against Dane Johnson. Can't finish, and Dane able to rebound it. Picked up by Gallegos. Under 6 minutes to play, third quarter, 40-31. Bears trying to avenge a loss 8 days ago at Silver Lake. Rosano, who's played very well, gets the start tonight. He has 8 points, averages six. Coughlin coming off the bench here tonight. Little backdoor cut. They fake the cut. Here's Whitehead. One-handed pass, Johnson. Drives, slithers all the way. Left-hand shot to glass. No. Rebound, Rizak. Jackson made him go to his left. Yeah, Johnson is a right-handed player, but great players can go dribble both ways. Here's Gallegos' triple. Back iron, no. And then Rizak through the back of Dane Johnson calls it a foul. Rizak with his second. First foul of the third quarter on either team. 5:18 remaining in the third. St. Mary's 40, Silver Lake 31. St. Mary's has led the entire way. 2 weeks ago, we had Rossville here at St. Mary's on 96.9 The Pulse, and it was kind of similar. St. Mary's was in control for most of the game, led, and then Rossville took the lead a few times in the fourth and ended up winning by one. Turnaround shot baseline. Dane Johnson misses. Out of bounds. Last touch by Rosano. And I checked out. That was Dider with the shot, not Dane Johnson. My apologies. St. Mary's defense has been very solid tonight. Erla walks it up the floor. Picked up by Whitehead. Silver Lake goes back into a man. Here's a three by Jackson. Nope, foot was on the line at the two. Cyprian Jackson with eight. 42-31. They put three on the board. It should be two. They need to fix that. And they're not going to. They need to. Here's Jared Johnson. Lob inside for Rosano. Bad pass stolen by Jackson. Here's Hurla. Lost it. Brings it back out. Ladies at the scorer's table are not sure. It should be two. I hope the official's taking note. I think he did. He just noticed this. They put three, but it was two. So it should be. And a good job by the ladies at the scorer's table because they did, were motioning, and they got it right. I love to see when people work together and communicate. It doesn't be hard, scorer's table. You can be blocked sitting there behind the table and can't tell if the official put up two fingers or if he said it was a three. So they got it corrected. 42-31, St. Mary's. Jackson with eight. Mary's with the basketball, moving to my left. Hurley fires it into the corner, Gallegos. Rizak comes off a screen set by DeVader and lays it in. A little cross-screen action down low, and Rizak was wide open. Perfect timing, excellent execution. Jan Krieger said tonight, before the game, that it's going to come down to execution when it's a rematch between two teams that played 8 days ago. Now Dane Johnson double clutches and scores in the lane. He has seven. See if that gets him going. 44-33, but tough sledding for Dane, but the great players usually find a way to figure it out, even if it takes to the fourth quarter. Dane only a junior, and he is closing in on 900 career points. Beta Hurlew has over 1,000 in his career, senior. Drives, throws up the scoop, wah, hook shot, good. He started as a scoop and then threw it over his right shoulder. 46-33, able to bank it in. Hurlew with eight. He's very crafty. He's able to get the ball up in various ways, including that crazy three-pointer to beat the buzzer before halftime. Dider pulls the trigger for three. Not really his game from the near corner short. DeVader cleans the glass. Here's Hurla. St. Mary's started your 10-0. They're 4-4 in the last eight games, although certainly played good competition. Lost two in a row last week, two in 24-hour period of time. Here's Jackson. Fade away in the lane, left it short. Dider, a strong rebound. Clears it out to Dane Johnson. 46-33 St. Mary's. Dane fires it in the corner. Whitehead fires away and misses in the corner for three. A hair strong. Gallegos comes away with a loose ball. He challenges, leans in. Johnson, they're going to count the bucket and a block it on Jared Johnson. Gallegos chance for a three-point play. That looked to be the right call. Could have been a non-call. Could have been also a bit of a flop. We do have the flop warnings. We saw our first flop technical the other night in the 5A game. The first flop is a warning. Second one is the same player is a technical. Flop warning. Flops are a point of emphasis this year at the high school level. College as well. 48-33. That foul was on Johnson, his first. First team foul of the second half. Gallegos averaging 9 a game. He's a senior, and he has 14 tonight. Completes a three-point play, and it's 49-33. Here's Jared Johnson, wrap around underneath. Good look, and Kaufman lays it up and in off the window. He has five. Jared Johnson set him up. 49-35. Back the other way. Gallegos swatted at the rim by Dane Johnson, and then Kaufman fouled a reach-in by Gallegos. That is his second. Gallegos with number two, second team foul on the Bears. Just tuning in, St. Mary's has led the entire way. St. Mary's had 7 threes in the first quarter. They had 10 threes in the first half. They've added another three here in the third quarter. So they've made 11 threes this evening. 49-35, Bears. Devil Lake has never led. Dider over to Dane Johnson. Into the corner, Joel Miller. Miller hit a three in the first half. Back to Johnson. And that's the only three that Silver Lake's made tonight is Miller. And now a hold away from ball called on Summers. Coppin was trying to cross the lane. Summers with his second. Team foul number three on St. Mary's. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. St. Mary's after a two-game losing streak trying to win their second in a row. Jared Johnson. Started there by Hurla and had the ball poked away. Diving for it is Coppin. Good effort. And a timeout called or a jump. A jump ball as Summers hit the deck and was tied up. arrow points in favor of the Bears. St. Mary's leading by 14. Four across an inbounds formation. Dane Johnson fakes the handoff, gives it back to Kaufman. Looks inside. Nothing there. Kaufman between the leg dribble, a little crossover. Probing. Down on the block. Turns. Shot swatted. Foul on Summers. There's third. Fourth team foul on the Bears. So Rezac will come in. The Kaufman to the line. He is 1 of 4 from the stripe. He has 5 points. Normally the starter, but Rosano got the start tonight. He has 8. Kaufman coming off the bench. Free throw up and rolls out. Rezac in. Summers goes out with the 3 personals. Cyprian Jackson, Rezac, McCann, DeVader, Hurla on the floor for St. Mary's. Jared Johnson, Dane Johnson, Dieter, Miller, and Kaufman for Silver Lake as he swishes the second. 49-36. Here comes a trap on Hurla. Hurla didn't quite recognize it. Timeout by Will Spradlin. Good timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
49-36, St. Mary's with the lead over Silver Lake in the boys' game earlier tonight. Silver Lake girls with a victory, 60-37 over St. Mary's. Ella Bolin hit 6 threes, 18 points. Kaitlin Haney with 17. Aiden Heim had 19. 13 for Isabel Hurla for the Bears. St. Mary's calling that 30-second timeout. Both teams have 4 timeouts remaining. Hurla, the point guard, captain of the ship, master of the controls. Gets the screen from Jackson. Garage baseline. Goes up strong. Blocked from behind by Dane Johnson. And Dieter comes away with it. Pass ahead to Johnson. Inside. Great hustle by Rezac to knock it out of bounds. And off of... No, it was touched by Rezac. But what great effort by Rezac. Hustling down the floor to prevent a layup. Tremendous work by the 6'4 senior forward. It was a beast on the gridiron for the Bears football team. Giving the Shrine Bowl later this summer. Quite an honor for him. Johnson, bodied up by Jackson. Johnson backs in, turns, leans in. Double team there by Rezac. Dieter open in the lane, in and out, back in again. Dieter with 14. Give Dane Johnson credit. He didn't force it. 49-38, and now the full court pressure by Silver Lake. Trying to force some turnovers, change the momentum of the game. Here is DeVader. A little crossover. Underneath, posting up as Rezac. Turns, right hand hook, good. Man. That was a tough shot. Rezac has 8. 51-38. And if there's a weakness for Silver Lake, it is not having that brute guy inside, a big down low. Turnaround shot, Dieter rolls off the cup. Rezac for the rebound. There have not been a lot of offensive rebounds for Silver Lake tonight. 51-38. Kind of the missing piece you feel for Silver Lake. You have Rezac, you put him on Silver Lake. That is, there's their big. St. Mary's, that's the only big they have is Rezac, but that's one more big than Silver Lake had. Here's Hurla down the boulevard. All the way, the scoop is in. Hurla delivering ice cream at night. The scoop is in, and it's 8 seconds to play here in the third. Dane Johnson runs into a log jam, turns, fadeaway, air ball. Kaufman trying to save it, throws it up over the backboard and out of play, and that's the end of the third quarter. 53-38, St. Mary's with lead. Back in the fourth quarter in 1 minute on 96.9, The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
53-38, St. Mary's with the lead, trying to close this one out in the fourth quarter. Zone by Silver Lake. Here's DeVader. 2-3 zone by the Eagles, but they're trying to pressure out front against Hurla. It's Whitehead. Hurla into the lane, and he traveled. St. Mary's with just 4 turnovers in this game. Silver Lake with 6. So both teams have protected the ball very well. Reminder, 4A regional from Tonganoxie. Silver Lake Wrestlers will be competing there. Boys regional tomorrow. Class 4A will have it for you. Live video stream on the Holton channel. 53-38. To the far side it goes. Dider, who's had a nice night with 14. Dider drives and bounced it right up his foot. Out of bounds, turnover Silver Lake. Well, I give St. Mary's a lot of credit. They had an outstanding defensive plan. Their help defense against Dane Johnson has been terrific. Dane averaging 22 a game at 35 8 days ago against St. Mary's, including the game winner. He has just 7 right now. Silver Lake stuck at 38. Rezac McCann, high arcing 3 from the corner, a bit strong. And the ball tipped out of bounds. The loose ball foul called on St. Mary's. See who this is on. It's on Jackson. That's his third. So Summers and Jackson each with 3 fouls. First team foul on the Bears. Silver Lake has no foul trouble to worry about. Eagles with the ball and the maroon uniforms moving from left to right. Whitehead to Dider. Dider picked up there by McCann. Back to Jared Johnson, and he throws it away. He's trying to go to Dane Johnson. Jackson jumped the passing lane. Back-to-back turnovers for the Eagles. Hard to make a comeback when you're turning the ball over. They've been pretty good avoiding those turnovers, but a couple turnovers start the fourth. Here's Hurley. Goes baseline. Flips it up, in and out with the left. Went to his offhand. Rezac, the follow, count it, and a foul. And that could be the X factor for St. Mary's going down into the rest of their year. And postseason play is Rezac and how he plays down low. That was a strong move. He was getting held, and he still scored. Foul on Rezano, his first team foul. Rezac with 10. Listen, Rezac gives you 10 and 8 every game, or even 10 and 10. That's a huge plus for this Bears team. Makes them a different team. Rezac left the free throw short, and then Jackson trying to get the rebound was inadvertently undercut by Rezano, who slipped and fell. So now on Rezano, his second tough luck there for Rezano. So Rezac has had 2 3-point opportunities, missed free throws both times, and now Silver Lake calls a timeout. 6:39 to go, fourth quarter. It is 55-38. St. Mary's back. And let's see if it's a full timeout. It is. We'll be back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we've been told that Heritage Christian, the boys, who are the four seed for the Hiawatha Regional in 3A, 13-5, we have been told that their appeal has been denied. That means they are ineligible for postseason play, which means there will be 15 instead of 16 teams in this region hosted by Hiawatha in the finals. The Silver Lake St. Mary's boys will be 2 of 15 schools, not 16 on the boys' side of things. Quite the development there. A team that was capable of maybe getting to state, Heritage Christian, will not have a chance because we've been told ineligible player. Underneath, Rezac rejected by Johnson. That's Dane with the block. It's loose. Jackson goes after it, knocks it away, and then steps out of bounds on the near side. Good effort by Cyprian Jackson. 6:15 to go in the fourth. St. Mary's 55, Silver Lake 38. Silver Lake trailed by 3 at the end of 1, by 10 at halftime, and now down 17, matching their biggest deficit of the night. So what that means, here's Rosano, spins against Rezac, puts up the left-hand banker, no. Great rebound, Dane Johnson, put back good. Dane has 9, and it's 55-40. What that means is that the one seed will get a bye. They will not have to play 3 games to get the state. Here is Hurla all the way to the hoop, and a foul is whistled. Blocking foul on the Eagles. Now, Coach Kruger said, try to keep Hurla out of the lane. They did a decent job in the first half. Hurla's been able to get in the lane a little bit more in the second half. Foul on Jared Johnson. That's his second, third team foul on Silver Lake. It also means anybody seated lower than Heritage Christian in that region moves up a spot in the seedings. Free throw up and good by Hurla. If Santa Fe Trail was playing tonight and they lose, the winner of this game would be the one seed and would get a bye. Hurla with 11. We talked about how this is an important game, not from a league perspective, but from a sub-state or region perspective. Second free throw off the mark by Hurla. 56-40. Silver Lake's got to score and score relatively quickly. Dane Johnson into the paint. Puts through. Can't finish. Rebound Rosano. Put back. That doesn't fall. Back iron. And then Hurla takes away from Rosano. Here's Gallegos. He's had a hot hand tonight. He got him going. 14 points, 3 threes in the first half. Got some D2 offers to play golf in college. The Summers being bumped by Jared Johnson. Timeout, a 30 called by Will Spradling, head coach of St. Mary's. We'll take one as well. 5:07 to play in the fourth. Silver Lake trailing St. Mary's by 16. Back in 30 on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Garrett Johnson with his first points of the night, his first three of the night. That's only the second three for Silver Lake as a team. St. Mary's has made 11 triples, 10 in the first half. Silver Lake was down 17, 55-38 early in this fourth quarter, and now they've cut it to 10, and there's still 3:07 to play. Gallegos, or excuse me, not Summers thrown in to Hurla, back to Summers. Ahead to DeVader, and DeVader brings it across half court to our left, and the ball knocked away, but it goes right to Summers. Now DeVader into the paint, fires it in the corner, Gallegos wide open three-pointer, knocks it down! Bullseye, huge three for Gallegos. He has 19 and four three-pointers, the 12th for St. Mary's. That's a huge shot. Rosano open baseline, 12-footer air ball. Dane Johnson knocked out of bounds by DeVader. Well, I tell you, if he misses that shot and Silver Lake gets the rebound, they have a chance to cut it to single digits with just under three to play. Instead, he hits the three. That's the 12th made three for St. Mary's. 36 of their 61 beyond the arc. And now a foul. Hand check there on Hurley guarding Dane Johnson. Hurley with his second. Just a 14 foul. Next one will put Silver Lake in double bonus. Both teams now will be in the double bonus. The final 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Dane Johnson into Jared Johnson. Dane posting up against Rezac. Pushes his way in a little bit further. Now leans back. Tries to score. Cannot. Tons of contact. Dider gets it. Puts it up and in. Dider with 18. 61-50. And now a foul call. Jerry Johnson with steal against Summers. And took a shot to the noggin. It looks like he'll be all right. But it's his third. And as we mentioned, both teams now in the double bonus. So, St. Mary's, handle the ball, hit your free throws, you walk away with a win. And you split the season series at one. And you could face each other again in a game that could be for a state tournament berth. So Summers hits the free throw. He has 6 points. He also has a three-pointer. Seems like everybody at St. Mary's has a three-pointer. Second free throw, too strong. Rebounded by Dider. 62-50, Dane Johnson kicks it. Whitehead fakes the three. Back to Rosano. Rosano spins, double team. Here's Dider with 18 on the night. Leans back, turns, and misses from 12. And Hurla with the rebound, and then fouled by Dane Johnson, his second. You're looking at the standings because the games Monday don't count towards the standings. But let's just assume Santa Fe Trail stays at the one. Silver Lake is St. Mary's would be the two seed. Silver Lake would be either the three or the four, with Heritage Christian now being disqualified due to an ineligible player. So if St. Mary's falls to a four, if Silver Lake falls to a four, Silver Lake's a two, then very well that they wouldn't even be in the same bracket, the same region, but they break it into 2 8-team brackets. 64-50, both free throws knocked down. Here is Johnson over to Whitehead. Whitehead leans in, Banker no, ball tipped up, rebounded by Hurla. Hurla with 13 and a couple free throws a moment ago. Hurla backs it out. Swings it over to DeVader. Gallegos. So it looks like St. Mary's will come away with a victory on senior night. Silver Lake girls won earlier this evening, 60-37. So it would be a split tonight. And now a foul called on the Eagles. Well, the Eagles They had an emotional win Monday against Roswell, a team that they lost to at Roswell in December, won 66-63. Roswell ranked 6th in 2A. And then they come over to St. Mary's, and they knew they'd get the Bears' best chance, best shot after Silver Lake knocked them off last Friday as Herla knocks down another free throw, an outstanding free throw shooter, over 1,000 points in his career. Last year averaged 21 a game, this year averaged 16. Missed some games, all the games before the holiday break this year due to injury from football. Second free throw, Herla, that one in and out. 65-50. So it is conceivable. Jared Johnson, turnaround shot, bounces in there on the fadeaway. He has five, but it is conceivable. Now with Heritage Christian being disqualified and not playing, that St. Mary's Silver Lake could both make it to state and not play each other. Inside Rezac, right-handed hook, good. Rezac with 12, 67-52. Would not be something if these two teams would play again a third time at state in Hutch. Dieter floater is in. He has 20. What a night for Brody Dieter. But it's not enough. 67-54. 40 seconds to play. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll go through the totals and more. Here is Gallegos. Out of DeVader. Out of poked away by Jared Johnson. Continues to play hard. Jared to the final horn. 23 seconds to go. No shot clock. Now DeVader. Back to Herla. St. Mary's with 15 seconds left. Will improve to 15-4. Silver Lake falls to 14-5. Both will have at least one game at home in postseason play, if not two each, and could face each other in the regional final, or could be in separate regional or separate brackets within that 3A regional, and then avoid each other, and maybe both meet at state. We'll see what happens if the bracket comes out tomorrow. It makes it a little bit more interesting. Heritage Christian being ineligible to compete. Herla makes the first free throw. He has 15. Second free throw is up, and he swishes that one as well. Outstanding performance by the Bears tonight. 69-54 as Rosano shoots a three from the corner, air balls. And the final seconds wind down on senior night for St. Mary's. But both the Bears teams, the girls and boys, will play again at home for at least one more game. The boys, more than likely, for a couple. 69-54 is the final. Back with our post-game show. We'll go through all the totals and wrap it up after this two-and-a-half-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you.
Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Meritow Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Meritow Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And Wade Gershon with you for our postgame show as the St. Mary's Bears. Very impressive win tonight. They led from start to finish, hit a three-pointer by Cyprian Jackson to start things off. Appropriately, a senior on senior night hitting the triple, and that was a sign of things to come. St. Mary's hit 12 three-pointers tonight, 10 in the first half, 7 in the first quarter. St. Mary's led in a high-scoring first quarter, 23-20 at the end of one, led by 10 at halftime. Brady Hurla with a really difficult three-point shot heave to beat the halftime buzzer to put St. Mary's up 10 at halftime. St. Mary's hit 10 threes in that first half, led 37-27. Pushed that lead all the way up to 55-38 early in the fourth, but then Silver Lake would battle back and cut it to 10, 58-48, but then Gallegos hit a huge three-pointer with just under 3 minutes to go to make it 61-48, and St. Mary's wins it 69-54. St. Mary's boys are now 15-4. There is a chance they could be the one seed in postseason play, and at worst, they'll be a two seed with this win, and they avenge a four-point loss 8 days ago at Silver Lake. And they were led tonight by Alex Gallegos with 19 points, a senior on senior night. He had 11 the first half, 4 three-pointers. He was huge. He just played great tonight. Brady Hurl, another senior, 16 points, free throws to seal it, 2 three-pointers. Cyprian Jackson, a senior, 8 points, 2 three-pointers. Zach Summers had 6 points off the bench. Ty Rizak, a senior, with 12. He was good inside and down low and rebounding. 5 points for Ben DeVader, including a three. 3 points for Killian McCann off the bench. 6 different players combined for 12 three-pointers tonight. Gallegos led the way with 4 triples. And St. Mary's just 5 turnovers tonight, 8 of 13 from the line. Silver Lake girls, or boys, meanwhile, they were led by Brody Dider with 20. Dane Johnson held in check tonight. He earned every one of his 12 points. 8 points for DeAndre Rosano, most of those in the first half. 3 points for Joel Miller on a three. Eamon Coffin, 6 points off the bench. Jared Johnson, 5 points, all in the fourth quarter, including a three. Silver Lake made just 2 threes, so they were minus 30 from beyond the arc. St. Mary's, 12 threes. Silver Lake, 2 threes. Silver Lake was 6 of 10 from the line, turned it over just 8 times tonight. So Silver Lake girls and boys will host Riley County on Monday. St. Mary's girls and boys will be at Rossville on Monday, which we'll have for you on 96.9. The Pulse next Wednesday will be Piper at Seaman, all 4 teams state ranked. From Seaman High School on 96.9 The Pulse as well. Make sure to download the free MSC Radio app. Earlier tonight, girls' game goes to Silver Lake. It was 21-21 tie in the second quarter. Silver Lake is on 9-2 run to close out the first half, and then they scored a final 10 points of the third quarter, first 10 of the fourth, a 20-0 run, blow the game open, and they win it by 23, 60-37. Silver Lake girls 17-2. They're a 2 seed coming up in the overall scheme of things. Now, what might happen if you, and one thing, they're breaking the 18 brackets, they may show the seed as, I don't know how they're going to do it this year because it's new, these regions they're doing instead of the old sub-state style, but it could be that they're going to have, you know, 2 1-seeds out of the 16-team field, the top 2 teams are 1-seeds, or they could just seed it where the 1, 4, and 5 and 8 are together and the 2, 3, 6, and 7 are together along with the lower seeds, if you understand how the seeding works. For instance, you know, 1 would play 16, 4 would play 13, 5 would play 12, 7 would play 10, 8 would play 9. That would be one bracket. And then 2 versus 15, 7 versus 10, 3 versus 14, and I think you catch the drift there, 6 versus 11. So I don't know exactly how Casey's going to seed this thing coming up tomorrow, so don't hold me to, well, you said I was a 1 seed. Well, it depends how they're going to seed this into the 2 18 brackets, but there's 16 schools involved, and then 2 teams from the 16 will move on to the state tournament. There's 4 regions, and 2 teams for each region will go to state, but they will break it up by seed, so 1 through 16, and so they will put the 2 and the 3 will be in the same bracket. The 1 and the 4 will be in the opposite bracket, if you understand how that all works. Or you can just wait till tomorrow on Keisha.org and see where your team is going to play, who they play, and when. But one thing that's a little bit different this year, in the past, when you had substate, the first round game was the higher seeded site, and the And then the next two games, the semifinals and the finals, were at a neutral site or a select site. This year, the first two rounds are going to be at the higher seeded site, and it's just the championship games that'll be played at the host site. And those championship games at 3A for St. Mary's and Silver Lake, they hope to be in those games, will be at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. So, once again, the girls game, Silver Lake girls went 60-37. Silver Lake was led by Ella Boland with 18 and 6 3-pointers for the senior. Kaylin Haney with 17 points, numerous assists, 11 points to Kira Steiner, the freshman. Silver Lake girls made 8 threes on the night. St. Mary's led by Heim with 19, Hayden Heim 19 and 3 triples. Isabel Hurla with 13 points, 3 triples. She now has 146 threes in her career, 58 this season alone. She's been red hot from beyond the arc. St. Mary's girls fall to 10-9 and have their two-game losing or winning streak snapped. According to the standings I have in front of me, St. Mary's girls will get a first-round game at home, and the Silver Lake girls should get two games at home, assuming they avoid a first-round upset. Once again, the brackets come out tomorrow. Hey, big thanks to our sponsors tonight. They include Nextech, Integrity Insurance, Clements Welding, Immoral, Performance Tire and Auto, Topeka, Cindy Glenn Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Stock Grower, State Bank, Bob's Janitorial, Gray's Auto Repair, 2 locations, Roswell and St. Mary's to serve you. Michelle Martin, your American Family Insurance agent in St. Mary's, Doltmeyer Homes, Silver Lake Animal Health Center in Silver Lake, Illinois Automotive in St. Mary's, and St. Mary's Teamworks. Big thanks to all those sponsors for making the broadcast possible tonight. A reminder, tomorrow we'll have regional wrestling live video streaming from the 4A Regional at Tonganoxie, Boys Regional, Silver Lake, among other area schools will be there. We'll have it on the Holton Channel, so watch it on the Holton Channel. Seth and I will be with you tomorrow bright and early. 9 o'clock is the first match, and it'll be a long day, but we'll see who qualifies for state in Salina coming up next Friday and Saturday. Also tomorrow, the 3-2-1A Regional at Council Grove will have covered on the Sabetha Channel. So teams competing in that, you can watch on the Sabetha Channel. Brandon and Crinden will have the coverage for you there. Once again, Monday it'll be St. Mary's at Rossville on 96.9 The Pulse basketball action. And then next Wednesday, Piper will be at Seaman, a battle of 4 state-ranked teams. Big thank you to MJ. Great to have her back in the saddle again, running things at the studio south of Hiawatha. Thank MJ for all her hard work. Once again, your finals for the final time here from St. Mary's High School on the Bears senior night. Silver Lake girls win 60-37. St. Mary's boys come out victorious over Silver Lake 69-54. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy your weekend and stay safe. Thanks for listening to High School Basketball on 96.9 The Pulse.